People took to the streets in Milwaukee over the last few days by the thousands to protest the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis and the deaths of area residents who've died at the hands of police. The protests were emotional yet peaceful during the day on Friday and Saturday, but at night, some people looted stores or clashed with police, and Mayor Barrett put a curfew in place from 9 p.m. until 7 a.m. WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter, Taryn Powell, spoke with community and political leaders about what the country is experiencing as protests have popped up in numerous cities. Marquesa Tucker of the African American Roundtable says as a Black woman, she's excited by the level of engagement.
It makes me feel proud. It makes me feel like, thank God I'm in this moment. You know, thank God that I'm in this season to be able to witness what is happening, but also be, like I said, a part of how we strategically move forward to get what we want, to help to channel this energy in a direction that is going to get us some wins. Like, we don't say that, you know, we will win and, you know, all of these chants just to be saying, I'm like, we believe that in our hearts that we will win. And in order to do that, we can take the energy that we see currently and the energy on the side where I am, which is now around strategy, and bring those two together and continue to develop leaders so that I don't have to be the only other person. Jamal doesn't have to be the only person. Black and Metcalf, they don't have to be these only groups and lit leading out in these extremely difficult times. Like, Black hasn't even been able to respond at all just because this is what they do day in and day out. So we have to be strategic around creating visions and leading people in that direction, but also developing leaders. This is making me excited because I see leaders everywhere, and I see this as an opportune time to bring those people in that, you know, as many people as we can bring around us and gather and create spaces to educate people around the tools that they'll need to move forward to get the results they want. So this makes me really excited. It makes me excited.
That's Marquesa Tucker of the African American Roundtable. She spoke with WUWM's race and ethnicity reporter, Taryn Powell. You can hear a longer version of Taryn's conversation with Tucker and other leaders. That's on this morning's Lake Effect. It starts at 10 o'clock right here on Milwaukee's NPR.